stay with that story because the Dáil has been debating a Social Democrats motion on the future of the new National Maternity Hospital. The party says the current arrangements for ownership and governance are potentially fatally flawed. Our reporter Sinead Spain has been following developments in the Dáil today. Sinead, bring us up to date on where we are now with that story.
Well, this controversy arose last week when the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told the Dáil that there is still a question mark around the ownership of the proposed new National Maternity Hospital and the lands on which it is to be built, which is beside St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. And following that revelation, we understood the talks were ongoing between the government and the St Vincent's Healthcare Group. But last night in a statement, they rejected calls to sell that site on which it will be built. The group says that in order to deliver integrated patient care and for clinical governance and for operational reasons, they must retain ownership of the site. So today, Deputy Roisin Shortall, the co-leader of the Social Democrats, started that Dáil debate and, along with her party colleague Holly Kearns, raised concerns that the state's National Maternity Hospital could be run with a religious ethos.
The Catholic Church stands firmly against abortion, which it calls a grave sin. It has judged in vitro fertilisation as immoral. It opposes same-sex relationships, rejects the existence of transgender people, and condemns gender reassignment surgery.
A twisted version of Catholic morality and Irish misogyny created the mother and baby homes, a system of church-run, state-funded institutions in every county which intentionally incarcerated, abused and dehumanised women and girls for being pregnant. It punished rape victims, women with disabilities and women from disadvantaged groups, while rapists, predators and men of good character washed their hands.
That was Holly Kearns and Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats there. Now, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has said that he will not oppose this motion, Sinead.
His basic point is that Ireland does need a state-of-the-art maternity hospital, and that needs to be co-located, and it also needs to have clinical and operational independence. So he said the talks will continue with the St Vincent's Hospital Group with a view to achieving some sort of a resolution. And he also added that the Religious Sisters of Charity won't be involved in any way.
It is my strong preference that the hospital would be built on land owned by the state. And I'd like to assure deputies and everyone who is interested in this topic that all options continue to be explored. And I intend to engage further with the stakeholders in that regard. Questions have been raised as to any potential future involvement of the Religious Sisters of Charity in the National Maternity Hospital. The Sisters of Charity will not play any role in the governance or in the operation of the National Maternity Hospital. It has been confirmed to me that the Sisters have resigned from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group Board and have secured Vatican approval to the proposed transfer of their shareholding to a new charitable entity, St Vincent's Holdings.
That's Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly. And Sinead, if the land will not be sold to the state, then what is the current proposal?
So what's on the table is that the Religious Sisters of Charity will gift the land to a private trust, and that will then be leased back to the state. The St Vincent's Hospital Group said in that statement last night that the views of the hospital on this matter were understood and accepted by the government in 2017, and a lease option had been accepted at that point. But the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, offered this piece of advice.
My suggestion to you is, if they are not willing to gift it, CPO it. But why just talk about CPO on this piece of the land? We all know post-COVID that we need to invest in our national hospitals. Why not CPO the whole site, the whole thing? I'm sure that'll make St Vincent's Hospital Group think about what they're saying to you and saying to the Irish people and the two fingers they gave to everyone last night.
It seems, Sinead, then, that there is a unified position then in the House, is there?
Largely, but Matty McGrath, the independent TD, suggested that the real scandal here is the escalating cost of the build. The hospital was initially priced at €350 million. That was in 2018. The most recent estimate is for €500 million for the build, with an additional €350 million for fit-out.
This is the real issue surrounding the National Maternity Hospital, I believe. Taxpayers will once again be left to carry the can. Always. But taxpayers are sick, sore, sorry and tired of this. How 8 years on a building work at the site of St Vincent's campus in South Dublin is still at preliminary stage. And you can blame the sisters all you like. There's nothing got to do with them.
That's Matty McGrath there. And Sinead, where are we at now?
Well, the St Vincent's Hospital Group continues to insist the new hospital will be clinically independent. It'll have no religious or Vatican influence, and all medical procedures in accordance with the laws of the land will be available, including termination of pregnancy, tubal ligation and gender reassignment procedures. The minister says that meetings are to happen, but a spokesperson for the St Vincent's Healthcare Group has confirmed to this programme that as of lunchtime today, the board has yet to receive any invitation to talks on the matter from the Minister for Health, and the group reconfirmed its willingness to meet with the government to discuss the issues.
All right, Sinead, thank you very much indeed. Sinead Spain, our reporter, with those details there now.